Hey everyone, and welcome to YLF. Whoa. Hi, it's me again, your loud friend, Erica. Hi, if you're new to this podcast, I have no idea whatever reason it is that you clicked onto this podcast. Thank you, and I hope that at the end of this episode, you'll be able to get something new and you'll be able to learn something that you can apply in your daily life. And yeah, thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. Okay, so I'm back from the dead, and so much has happened to me from the last time I posted an episode, which the one where I am with my very close friend, Miss Joanna Lansang. I believe that was the episode 3 of Uncomfortable Truth, Choosing Your Battle. So if you haven't checked that out, yes, please do, because that's a very good podcast and that's very timely and substantial. Wow, pinromote yung sariling podcast. But anyway, yeah, please do check that episode out. As I've said earlier, so much has happened to me during these or feeling ko ang taga na lumipas during the last week. But before I talk about that, I want to mention the hindi siya fresh na news eh, pero on January 20th, if you're an avid watcher of news, you will know that on January 20th is the inauguration of newly elected and now president Mr. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the Vice President Kamala Harris. Wow. So I'm very, very happy for the entirety of the United States of America, for all the people, for all the residents, the citizens who are residing there. I'm so happy for them because this is a new start for them. Like literally a brand new start because the last administration was so stressful, even though I'm not even an American to begin with. It was so stressful. It was a very rough phase for them. Very chaotic, and like all the negative adjective there is. Grabe, it's w worse talaga. So yeah, I'm very glad that January 20th took place and a new leader. Doon na nakikita yung importance talaga ng pagpili sa mga lead. Ay, sorry, sa mga leader natin, 'di ba? Kaya yun, masaya ako para sa kanila. Pero yung pinaka tumatak talaga sa akin kasi pinanood ko yung historical moment or event na yun. Yung pinaka tumatak sa akin yung inaugural poem. Written and read by Amanda Gorman, which is a youth poet. If you haven't listened to that, please listen to it. Ang ganda nung sinulat niyang poem. Grabe, talagang tumatak talaga sa akin. It's a work of art, and you can tell that her heart was there, the intention was there, and ay, grabe. Natuwa talaga ako. And it's na malaking factor siya para bumalik ulit yung passion sa akin. Wala, madalang ka lang makastumble ng mga ganun na talagang something will stir up inside of you. And yun yung na-feel ko dun sa poem niya. Meron siyang sinabi na line dun, which is very plain for kung titingnan mo yung line na yun, pero para sa akin, it has so many layers and it has so many different meanings that we can imply. Ang sabi niya dun is, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes upon us. Oo nga, no? Parang, oo nga. While we have our eyes set on the future, history is looking on us. Masyado kasi tayo minsan futuristic or lagi tayo nagpaplano kung anong gagawin natin in the future. Diba? Pero naisip pa natin na yung future nakatingin siya sa atin. Naisip niyo ba yun? Ako kasi naisip ko yun. Parang naisip na kita ko na, oo nga, what if tinitingnan ako ng magiging future generation ng mga grandchildren ko and my future sons and daughters. Yung story ko ba ngayon in the present is something that is worth reading, something that is worth looking back to, something that is worth learning upon, watching. Diba? Naisip ko yun. Kasi mga iba parang masyadong focus sa future na hindi iniintindi yung ngayon. Ano ba yung ginagawa mo ngayon? Diba? Are you wasting your time? Or are you doing something that is actually worthwhile or something that is worth referencing to by the future generation? Diba? Anong klaseng legacy ba yung iniiwan ko ngayon sa ginagawa ko, sa mga decision ko, sa mga yun. Wala nang masabi. Pero yun, eto nga, nakakatawa din, tadagdag ko lang. Diba, kapag meron tayong mga history subject, and kapag sinasabi nila, oh, bakit importante yung history na pag-aralan? Tapos yung mga sagot ng typical sagot ng estudyante, para hindi na natin i-repeat yung same mistakes na ginawa nila. Natatawa lang ako sa ganun kasi, yun yung laging generic na sagot. Hindi ba pwedeng, para gawin din natin yung tamang nagawa nila? Ako, gusto ko na ganun ako makita ng future generation. Hindi yung titingnan nila yung mali ko. Kasi yun yung nag-stand out. Ang gusto ko mag-stand out yung mga tamang ginawa ko. Para yun yung i-reference nila. Diba? Ang pangit naman kung laging yung mistake mo lang, yung ipipinpoint, wag natin gawin yan kasi ganito na yung ginawa nila. Diba? Mas maganda yung the right thing that you did. Yun yung magmamark sa kanila. So, yun. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. Goodbye. Yun nga. Going back to what I've said earlier, the last week was a pretty tough week for me. Kasi na-experience ko yung highly or extremely unmotivation sa akin. Especially kasi first week of school term namin last week. And I'm very unmotivated, which is very new to me kasi kadalasan, hindi ka naman mawawala ng gana kapag kakastart pa lang ng pasok. And lalo na sa akin kasi I really love studying. Not that I'm saying I'm good at it. I love it. I love doing it. I enjoy studying. So, the fact na tinatamad ako sa first day of class, first week of class, is very, very new to me, which got me frustrated. Frustrating sa part ko. Kasi hindi naman ako ganun. Hindi yung personality ko. Diba? I'm sure many would agree na kapag hindi ikaw yun, you know there's something wrong with you. It's frustrating. Diba? Kahit ganun lang siya kaliit, kung hindi ikaw yun, hindi ka mapapakali. Ganun. So, yun nga, na-frustrate ako. Pero ngayon, okay na ako. Okay, mag-alala. I'm doing fine. Pero naisip ko lang, what if someone out there feels unmotivated right now? And of course, there is. There's always someone that feels unmotivated o nawawala na ng gana. So, naisip ko din. Kaya ako naisip yun tong episode na to. to help other people. Kasi marami din ako nakikita sa social media ngayon na tinatambad na sila, na nila mag-aral. So, ayun. Like a breath of fresh air itong podcast na to. Sana makatulong. So, yun, di ba? Hindi naman kasi always grind day tayo. Grind day every day. Di naman ganun. That's not... perfect mo naman kung grind day ka every day. Or skyflakes, ganado sa buhay. Di ka na... di ba? Parang ang hirap naman yata nun. So, what should we do kapag andun tayo sa scenario na yun, sa situation na yun, or what should we do to overcome those kinds of days? Kasi ang hirap kapag nag-fall ka na sa pit of unmotivation, or tinatawag din nila na slump. Kapag nandun ka na sa area na yun, parang ang hirap nang tumayo ulit. Ang hirap na ulit magsimula. Kaya, ayun. What should we do? What should we... Actually, itong mga sasabihin ko ngayon, something that I also work on or work up for, ano ba? Something na win-work out ko. Hindi ko sinasabi na na-apply ko na talaga lahat ng to. Kasi mahirap din. Mahirap din to, mga to. Pero, just pick out the things that you think will help you or that suits you most. Hindi naman lahat ng sasabihin ko parang kailangan mong i-apply, dapat ganito, dapat ganyan. So just pick out the ones that you think are will help you, because at the end of the day, you're the only one who can assess what's good for you or not, right? So yeah. So the first thing that you can do is to go back to your purpose. Ano ba yung dahilan kung bakit mo yan ginagawa? Kung bakit mo yan sinimulan? At kung bakit mo yan patuloy na tinatrabaho? Diba? Kasi yung purpose na yan, yun yung panghahawakan mo. Kapag masyado ng mabigat or masyado ng maraming nangyayari or you feel lost, yun yung panghahawakan mo, yung purpose na yun. Ang hirap naman, di ba? It's so hard. It's so hard to hold on to something that you didn't have anything to hold on to. Ang hirap pa yung kumapit ng, di ba? Wala kang pagkakapitan. So, kung ngayon, nakikinig ka ngayon and you feel like wala kang reason kung bakit mo ginagawa yun, please, please, sit down for a few minutes or seconds and think about it. Bakit ko ba to ginagawa in the first place, di ba? Gusto ko ba itong ginagawa ko? Or ako, and for example, kaya ako nag-aaral so that in the future, I can give back to my parents, to my country, my fellow men. Yung some of my purpose, some of my reason why I do the things that I do. So, kayo ba? Ano ba yung purpose nyo? Kung ba't nyo ginagawa yan? Kung ba't nandyan kayo sa field na yan? May purpose ba kayo? Or isa kayo sa mga wala lang? Ang hirap nun. There's something, kapag wala lang, ano yun? Parang suntok ka lang sa hangin. Wala lang. Ginagawa ko, wala lang. Trip ko lang. Diba? So right now, I urge you to think about it and reflect on it kung wala pa kayong purpose sa ginagawa nyo. Pero kung meron na, you should go back to that and remind yourself what is your purpose for doing such things. And the second one that you can do is to start now. Yun, napaka-blunt, napaka-straightforward. Start now. Start doing it now. Whatever it is that you should be doing. Maybe you're, ano ba, yung pinapagawa sa'yo ng boss mo, or yung pinapagawa ng prof nyo na assignment. Kasi the more na nagsasandali tayo, the more na mahirap gawin. So, ako, effective talaga sa akin to. Yung ngayon na, kung ano man yung dapat mong gawin, ngayon na, wag mo nang ipagpabukas. ako sa effective to sa akin sa eto sa podcast, ginawa ko siya agad. Hindi na ako nagplano ng matagal, iniisip ng matagal. Kasi the more na iniisip, more nagpaplano ka, mas nagbe-build up lang yung doubt. So, kapag nag-start ka na, andun ka na eh. Or sumaba ka na. Kaya, minsan may isip mo kapag nag-start ka na, ah, ganun lang pala. Easy lang pala. Yun lang pala yun. Sana matagal ko nang ginawa. Katulad ng pag nag-journal ako. Minsan, I love journaling, kaya lang may time talaga na nakakatamad. Minsan ang gagawin ko, kukunin ko yung ballpen and notebook. Tapos, sulat lang ako. Utusan ko yung sarili ko na sumulat. And then after a few minutes, hindi ko napapansin na tuloy-tuloy na pala ako nagsusulat. So, ganun din sa inyo na if you want to do something, please start it now. Command yourself to start now. And kapag na-start mo na yun, the next thing that we can do, or you can do, is to discipline yourself. Ito, napaka-underrated ng word na to, discipline. Napaka-uncommon, hindi siya... I think it's something that we should work on, or ano ba? Ito yung dapat ninonormalize eh. Ewan ko yung mga iba, parang kung ano na lang yung ninonormalize nila. Pero itong word na to dapat ninonormalize. Discipline. Kasi it's easy. Ito ba? It's easy to get distracted. Diba? Kapag nag-online class nga lang eh, tapos nandiyan yung phone sa tabi mo, diba? May nag-message lang sa'yo, madi-distract ka. And may, diba? Based sa research, mga parang ilang seconds, 15 seconds lang ba? Or lower yung span of focus ng isang tao, especially the youth. So, mabilis talaga tayong madistract. Pero at the same time, mabilis din tayong ma-motivate. Mabilis din tayong ma-inspire. Manonood ka lang ng movie na inspiring, maagad ka nang ma-motivate. Or ako, yung napanood ko na inaugural poem ni Amanda Gorman, na-motivate ako dun. Manood ka lang ng inspirational video sa YouTube ng 5 minutes, ganun. May impact na sa'yo yun eh. Or makikinig ka lang ng kanta, diba, ng mga motivational songs. Madali lang, as in, promise, madali lang. Ang mahirap is to be disciplined. It's a very hard thing to do. It takes a tremendous amount of effort and of course, patience. Nakakatawa nga, ito, parang naisip ko, tayo, especially the youth now, is we are consistently inconsistent. Consistently inconsistent. Parang consistent tayo na inconsistent. Paano ba explain yun? Basta yun, hindi tayo hooked sa idea ng discipline eh. Ito something, it is something that I'm still struggling and learning from, yung word na discipline. Kung tatanungin niyo ako, paano ba napapractice yung discipline, ang best way na matuturo ko or masishare ko yung ginawa ko, kasi you can practice discipline by consistently doing small things or disciplining yourself to do small things. I-assess mo muna yung sarili mo. Ano ba yung level ng discipline na meron ako? For example, sa pagtiklop mo ng kama, hindi mo pa matiklop every day na naggumigising ka, you should start on that first. That's the smallest thing that you can do. You should fold your bed first, 'di ba? Wag kang parang mag-goal ng discipline sa yung mataas na agad. Kasi mataas yung chances na hindi mo magagawa yon kasi wala ka pa sa ganung level. So practice mo na yung maliliit-liit lang. So for example, na tiklop mo na yung kama mo, the next thing you can do is to prepare for breakfast. And then kapag consistent ka na sa area na yon, next thing you should do is listen to a podcast. Parang yun, i-practice mo yung mga maliliit na bagay na yon na magiging consistent ka. So later on, kapag nabibuild up mo na yung mga little things, you can move on to the more intense or higher level of, that requires higher level of discipline. So ganun. Ang discipline kasi consistency din. And you have to like kanina sinabi ko yung command yourself and utusan mo yung sarili mo na gawin yung isang bagay kasi darating at darating talaga yung unmotivation. Whether we like it or not, andyan yan. So, the best way that we can fight that off is through disciplining ourselves. The next one is we should create our own motivational mechanism. Ano ba yun? Ito kahit ano eh, it depends on a person talaga. Walang specific na guide dito. Parang, for example, sa akin, ang motivational mechanism ko is listening to a song. Listening to the songs that keeps me sane, that keeps me alive. Yung mga yun, yung mga kantang yun. For example, ang example ko sa mga kantang yun, yung, alam nyo ba yung Into the Island by IU? Hello, IU stands, woo! Kapag pinapakinggan ko yung kanta na yun, namomotivate talaga ako. So, in a way, yun yung motivational mechanism ko. So, kaya din, so invent your own motivational mechanism, whether it may be through a song, it may be through a movie, it may be through journaling, basta kahit ano, kayong bahala. It's your preference. Kasi kayo yung nakakaalam sa sarili nyo eh. Parang gawin nyo lang siya na tradition na kapag pag na-fall na kayo sa pit of unmotivation, yun yung babalikan ninyo. Diba? Yun. Tsaka ito, reminder lang sa ating lahat na you are your own greatest motivational speaker. Kasi minsan nagde-dependen tayo sa ibang tao or dun sa yung napapanood natin, napapakinggan natin. Pero tayo eh, yung sarili natin yung greatest motivational speaker natin. Yung greatest cheerleader. So mag-start muna sa atin, mag-start tayo mismo yung mag-preach sa sarili natin na commanding ourselves and saying that ano ba yun? Ano mo sinasabi ko? Bigla ako nag-space out, sorry. Yes, you are your own greatest motivational speaker, okay? Kaya niyo yan. And then, kapag hindi naman nag-work sa'yo ito, pwede rin ito, other choice would be having your own accountability partner. Ito, sa church ko ito natutunan, yung accountability partner, ano ba yun? Yung someone na magre-remind sa'yo kung ano ba yung goal mo. Someone na magmo-monitor sa'yo. Kung yung ginagawa mo pa ba, nasa right path ka pa ba? Yung tinatake mo pa ba? Right road? Yun, magre-remind sa'yo na kapag mali na, di ba? Kailangan din natin ng mga taong ganun. So, we have to choose a person like the friends that we're with. And magandang idea yung accountability partner kasi may magre-remind sa'yo. Diba? Minsan, kasi makakalimutin din tayong mga, makakalimutin tayo talaga in nature. So, that is a great thing to do, to find your own accountability partner. Of course, you have to identify the ones that will tawag dito. Yung alam mong hindi takot na i-correct ka, hindi takot na i-remind yung tama sa'yo, kahit na masakit. Diba? Huwag mong piliin naman na accountability partner tapos pinili mo yung mga bad influence na kaibigan mo, diba? You should choose wisely for your accountability partner. Yes! Tapos, yun lang. Bigla nag-end. Okay, bye! Tapos, so, I hope that makatulong sa inyo kung sakali yung mga nagsuslump kayo ngayon in this moment na pinapakinggan nyo to. Try nyo lang. Kung hindi nag-work, edi okay. Kung nag-work, edi congrats! Diba? You're out of slump. Before I end, it's time for Tunes Day. Hey, Tunes Day. Ay, nasabi ko na pala yung for Tunes Day ko, yung sa Into the Island. Into the Island by IU. Pakinggan niyo siya. Yun, that's it for Tunes Day. Into the Island by IU. That's a great song. And if you have any messages for me, if you have any suggestions, violent reactions, comments, or anything that you want me to talk about in this podcast, please, please do message me at Anchor app. You can send me a voice message there. I will put the link on the description box. And you can also send me a message through my Instagram account at Erica Roast, that is E-R-I-K-A-R-O-A-S-T, as in roast. Erica Roast. Yes, you can send me anything that you want to say or kung nakatulong man sa inyo yung mga pinagsabi ko, sana. Yeah, that's it for today's episode, and I hope to drop an episode hopefully sa Tuesday na talaga, kasi Tuesday talaga yung target kong schedule na i-post yung mga episode. Pasensya na kayo guys kung late na naman to. Okay, yun lang. Bye.